The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has called for a review of the methodology used by the Ghana Statistical Service in calculating inflation figures. A senior economist at the IEA, Dr. J.K. Kwachi, explains that it is widely believed that the existing methodology is outdated and does not fully represent current expenditure patterns. Dr. Kwachi's comments were contained in a research document on single-digit inflation and the cost of living dichotomy in Ghana, made available to the GNA in Accra. The IEA, however, observed that it does not believe the statistical service would manipulate the data in order to achieve inflation figures that suit any particular constituency or constituencies, as that would be professionally unethical. We bring you the details.
The IEA says it wants to believe that the Ghana Statistical Service applies the same methodology all the time in calculating its inflation figures. According to Dr. Kwachi, some people have tried to compare what they see to be much higher movements in the prices of some of the items in the Consumer Price Index, CPI basket, with the rates of inflation compiled by the service, and have argued that the service might be understanding the true rate of inflation. It said the way to validate the inflation estimates would therefore start from the raw data collected for the 242 items, current CPI basket, and weight base year 2002 on 12 out of 242 items indicates that food and non-alcoholic beverages was rated 44.91%, alcoholic beverages and tobacco 2.23%, clothing and footwear 11.29%, housing, water, electricity, gas and others 6.98%, and furnishings, household equipment 7.83%. The rest are health 4.33%, transport 6.21%, communications 0.31%, recreation and culture 3.04%, education 1.60%, hotels, cafes and restaurants 8.28%, and miscellaneous goods and services 2.99%. Dr. Kwachi said the 12 items aggregated of the CPI basket with the composite items and their relative weight, one can argue about what needs to be in the basket and what need not to be in, as well as about the relative weight given to individual items. He said the decision as to what has to change in terms of the individual items or their weight should be informed by the changing patterns of consumer spending in Ghana. For example, one may argue about the appropriateness of giving communications a weight of only 0.31% if it is believed that this does not truly represent its relative importance in consumer spending. Dr. Kwachi therefore suggested a constructive engagement with the statistical service in a database to bring about any deserved changes.
A news desk report.